Are you ready to try your hand at placing your very first stock trade? Then check out our free guide, 10 Steps to Choosing Your First Stock to Trade, the Ultimate Beginner's Guide. In this free download, you'll learn how to choose the right kinds of stocks and how to find them, know when to buy your stocks and when to sell them, and you'll learn how to take your very first steps to becoming a stock trader and much more. Grab your free guide now by going to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Great to have you with us today. I'm excited because we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, dreams. Now you may think, well, what does that have to do with business? Well, let me give you a hint. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, when you look that word vision up in the Hebrew, chazon, it actually means sight, like mental sight, but it also means a dream, like we think of today when we say, hey, I have dreams. Okay, so I want to talk about that. And in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3, it says, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall thy chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And what we find, and we've talked about many times in previous episodes, is that God does promise generational wealth to his people, but it's a conditional promise. And where you see the promise made, you will also see the conditions. In this particular proverb, the conditions are that you gain wisdom and understanding and knowledge. So you have to learn skill sets in the business that you're operating. And then the promise of your chambers being filled with all precious and pleasant riches will come forth. And God won't lie, but you got to keep the conditions. So it starts to lay out some of these conditions. In other places in the Bible, we see other conditions that are listed, such as a closer walk with the Lord, a proper fear of God, such as delight in the Word of God. All of these are listed in Scripture and must precede his promise of wealth to God's people. Also, wisdom and knowledge, these skill sets we just mentioned, and then financial leverage, where it talks about that in Matthew 25:16-18, and so forth. Those are all things that are conditions for wealth creation. But I think there is another one that I would like to list right now, and that is that we must have dreams. We are talking about Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, and that Hebrew word means dream, a vision, the people perish. So I'm talking about the fact that an entrepreneur has got to have big dreams of what he wants to accomplish for his family financially, and even has to dream about how he might be able to accomplish that. And he may have several dreams, right? Because not all of our dreams come true. In other words, some of the things that we think we're supposed to do, God closes the door on it and opens a new door, and we walk through it. And then we have a different dream and we follow that dream. And so entrepreneurs have to have big dreams. Now, it's interesting that the Bible talks about that from a business viewpoint in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And starting with verse 3, it says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business. Now, isn't it interesting that we know this is a business passage because it says the word business, okay? So for a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Now, let's kind of take a look at this passage and see what God says about how important dreams are. Now, in this passage in Ecclesiastes 5:3, the word dream there, chalom in Hebrew, it literally means a dream, but it comes from a root word in Hebrew, kolam, which means to bind firmly. So that's kind of interesting. It's not just a dream that you think about that might happen, but it comes from a root word to bind firmly. So this is like a dream or a vision of what you plan to do to bring wealth to your family through business, but it's a firm thing. It's a thing that you're not going to let go of easily. And that is the connotation in the meaning of the Hebrew word. Now, the word business itself is in yon, and what's interesting about that word, it is translated into the word business many times in the Old Testament, but it also is sometimes translated into the word travail. So now you think about that, it shows that in the Hebrew mind, business success comes through being willing to weather a lot of trouble and travail to get to your final destination. That place you're wanting to get to, that success, you have got to be willing to put up with a lot of failure, a lot of tribulation and travail to get there. It's even implied in the word for business. Isn't that interesting? And I think we as Americans need to grab hold of that a little bit more because we far too easily quit. I mean, we've had a few students who learn the skill sets of stock trading, and all of a sudden, you know, their first four or five trades don't go right and they just give it up, say, this is not for me. Well, that is not an entrepreneurial spirit. I remember Jenny Taylor, who is one of our coaches and helps with AMPT, which means that's the division where we invest other people's money, their retirement fund. She is one of the three key people in that. Well, she came to me when she was 21 years old is where I met her, and she was sitting on the front row of a step one learning about how to trade stocks in Dallas, Texas. And I just remember she was answering questions on a much higher level than most of the other people in the room. And she began to trade. Well, I got an email from her maybe, I don't remember how long. I'm just going to throw it out there, about 6 months later. And she had done her paper trading and she had started doing her small money trading, which Tradeway teaches. By the way, if you don't have your stock trading education, go out to tradeway.com and get involved with it. It's just fantastic. But she had gone through the educational process, step one, two, three, and four, and had all the basics for stock and options trading. And so she started with a relatively small amount of money and began to do some options trades. Well, she tells me in the email how her first six trades went wrong and she lost money, but she stopped them out. So she lost an acceptably small amount of the money on each trade. And I'm sitting here reading this email thinking, well, why didn't you quit at that point? And she went on in the email and said, well, but you know, you told me that I didn't have to get but a little over 5 out of 10 trades right in order to make money. And my first six lost money, so I didn't quit. So I went ahead and did 11 trades total. And she said by the 11th, when I had made a $1,500 profit, I'd made back all of my losses and a profit of $1,500, I think she said. And don't hold me to the amount, but that, you know, might have been $500. But she made a profit after 11 trades. And she said, so that's why I didn't quit, because I understood the math that you taught and I believed in it. And so later on, after she developed a really great track record of trading, I asked her to come and work for Tradeway, and she did, and the rest is history. But when we give examples like this, for example, Jenny's success, we're not implying that everyone who tries our methods are successful, okay? It depends on you. It depends on a lot of things, how well you keep the rules, and many, many things. So we're not trying to imply that. I'm just telling the story of Jenny Taylor. And the main thing I'm trying to say is she didn't quit when her first six or so trades did not work. Okay. You know, you can't be a quitter is my point yet to be an entrepreneur. You've got to realize that in the Hebrew mind, the very word for business, it can also be translated travail. Okay. So you're going to have ups and downs. All of us do. And you have to be willing to take that risk to ever have a chance at the reward. And that's another principle God threw out in the universe is the risk-return trade-off. You can't get around it. All right, so dreams only come true through the abundance of business is what this scripture says. And a multitude of business. Now, the word multitude in Hebrew just means abundance. So dreams only come true through the abundance of business and being willing to take travail or trouble in the business, failures with the success, and so forth. So success is born through the birth pangs of industry, hard work, stamina, patience, gaining knowledge and understanding and skill sets, together with the consistent hard work aimed at the right goal or at the right vision or dream. All right, so I want to sort of stop there for today because we're out of time, but we're going to pick this up and see what the rest of this beautiful passage here in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says about how important dreams are and how that works with regard to our entrepreneurial efforts. So I hope you enjoyed the beginning of this, and we'll finish it up hopefully in one more episode. Hope you'll come back and be with us then. If you liked this one, please rate and review it so people with similar interests can find it. We can be a help to them, and we will see you next time.